had to throw my intro up in there. A little taste of the New Orleans, as people say from out of town, New Orleans. And I always say, why do y'all say New Orleans? It's New Orleans. Yeah, so I had to throw my little intro up in there. But now I'm going to let you get a little snippet of my girl, Diva the Divine Light. Let's get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, lend me your ears and your eyes. Diva Divine Light, live from Brooklyn, New York.
Know your lane and what you saying, yo. Living with my nine and with the dilly, yo. When I be on my guess, I do my duty, yo. While up in the club, I be wild in the studio. You don't wanna vibe, nigga, really and truly, yo. My main thug, nigga, named Moody, yo. He moody, yo. I been thinking that it's slappy with the tulio, yo. Bitch, nigga, scared to death, act fruity, yo. Fuck that, nigga, shorty, she a little cutie, yo. The way you shake it, nigga, wanna get all in the booty, yo. With no delay and what you saying, yo.
Diva Divine Light. You're watching Diva, the Divine Light.
Every time I hear Diva's intro, I really do think about New York. Because that's where my girl is from. She's from the NY. And she give it to you straight. No chaser. Straight no chaser. She be on R. Kelly's neck. If you want to go check out her channel, it's Diva the Divine Light on YouTube. She's going to give it to you all. She read all the documents. All the court documents. She talk about all kind of things on her channel. Mental illness. Down to abuse. Everything R. Kelly. Because she, like I said, she stays on his neck. So now, since I gave you a little piece of Diva's intro, I'm going to play the audio for you when she interviewed Jack the Block. Speaking of that, we have a snowball stand in New Orleans that's not far from my house that I love, and I'm shouting them out whether they listen to my podcast or not. Is Stop Jocking. I just want to say that because it sounds so close to Jack the Block. Without further ado, let's listen to this audio, y'all. I'm not gonna play any more intros right now.
Yo. What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody in the building? My OCOV family, what's good? All the people in the bushes, what's up, y'all? Well, I have my guest here today. I want you guys to say hello to Jock. Before I get him on, just letting you guys know, he couldn't come on the panel. We had a problem with connection, so he will be on the phone, okay? And I'm going to throw up your questions and ask him your questions, okay? All right, so I'm going to introduce to you guys Jock the Block, and he was in the MCC Chicago with R. Kelly, and he was one of his cellmates. Introduce yourself, Jock. Say hello to my people.
Yo, what's the word?
You guys hear him loud and clear? Please give me a thumbs up in the chat if you guys hear him. Thank you. Give me a thumbs up, y'all. Give me a thumbs up first. I want to make sure that everything is good. Do you guys hear him loud and clear?
Thank you, him.
Say hello once again, puppy.
Yo, what's the word?
All right. They said, hey, Jock. Okay. You guys hear him good? They said, welcome, Jock the Block. Welcome.
What's the word, man?
So, the word is that a lot of people out here in the street don't like you.
Yeah, everybody ain't meant to like.
Right, right. Well, they don't like us either. It's okay. You on the right side.
I'm not on no side. I'm just telling people what I went through.
Your experience.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you. Thank you so much for stopping by. Guys, matter of fact, Mods, if you don't mind, if you guys don't mind, please do me a favor. And I'm going to put Jock's Cash App up there if you guys would like to donate. Mods, can you please put his Cash App up? I posted it up on the screen if you guys can see it. Please post it throughout the chat with mine as well. Thank you, guys. And if you guys would like to donate to the brother, I would appreciate it as well. His time is precious. Okay? All right. And he spent it with us, so we appreciate him. Let's show our appreciation to the brother, okay? All right. So, Mr. Block, when R. Kelly entered the MCC, were you already there? He was there in July. Were you already there?
Nah, I ain't get to the MCC until November.
Okay, so he was already in there. Okay, so we cleared that up.
Already. Yeah.
And when he got in there, did he automatically go to the SHU?
Yeah, he said he went to the SHU. They asked him, did he want protective custody? He said, yeah, he wanted protective custody. But he didn't know that protective custody was just you being in the hole. So he was there for like 2 months. And he got sealed up with one of the guys. And he was telling them, like, man, you could go upstairs. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, shit, take me upstairs. I thought this was jail. They brought me from the Trump straight to here. I thought this was jail. I ain't never been in jail before.
Right, right. Because when he did go in 2002, he was only there for a few hours and then got bailed out. So he didn't really experience a day or two in there.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Because at first he did get locked up for child support and he was in there for 2 days. Yeah. So when you finally got to get face to face with R. Kelly, was he out of the SHU and he was in population at that time?
Yeah, when I seen Tim, I had just got out the SHU myself, and I was placed on the same floor. So you know, me being on the same floor, I went to go to his room. Said, "What's up?"
Okay, and when you went to his room, he welcomed you with a good greeting and stuff.
He a cool guy. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't acting all superstar status. He was gelling.
Okay. So he didn't have a stuck-up attitude, like his shit didn't stink and shit. He was pretty cool, laid back.
Yeah, pretty cool, laid back, come to the day room, playing cards with us,
Okay.
Getting on a bike that day, drinking his coffee.
And what was his personality like? Like, when you guys were out in the day room, was he roaming around with you guys, sitting at the table, chatting? What was he like?
Yeah, like, motherfucker, I had him singing phone to phone, you feel me? Boy, he a funny motherfucker, though, you feel me? Like, he just doing his time, like, you know what I'm saying? But when he in the room, you'll catch him crying or something, you feel me? Like, he like, shit, I ain't used to this shit. So.
And was he, was he always, like, sad? Or, he had his good days and then he had his bad days?
Yeah, good days and bad days. You know, when you locked up, you'll have some days anyway.
And what kind of food did you guys eat in there? Like, what was your food? What were your meals like?
Like, every day we got, like, the same shit we eat. Like, Monday be mystery Monday, Tuesday chicken.
Wait, mystery Monday? What?
Yeah, like it might be anything on a Monday. It might be Philly steak or chicken and rice. We ate decent in there, you know what I'm saying? It was all right, but people was mostly like cooking. You know, we got to cook with 190 degree water. So people just making food with that.
Okay. So. And I heard you guys had a birthday party for R. Kelly. What did you guys do for him?
man. We got his ass. I got his ass some banana pudding made. And Sally made her some burritos, so we all chipped in on that.
And were you guys, like, singing to him, or was he singing to you guys?
Nah, you know, we had concert days. You know, we'd all be on the dope bed now, late at night. You know, it's like, I'm 31 years old, you feel me? So right. It's like, when I was growing up, all I knew was R. Kelly. Like,
right.
And it's like, we gave him the benefit of the doubt. We gave him the benefit of the doubt because, you know, you ain't guilty yet, you feel me? And it's your hometown, so it's not like people was pressing them or anything, you know what I'm saying? It was just right. Basically like, oh, that's kills, you get no cool points if you do something else.
Right, right. So, question. He had a problem with his toe. Now, there was rumors going around saying that he had broke his toe because he kicked the wall because he was upset that Azriel broke up with him. Is that true? Do you know about that?
Nah, hell nah. He had got his toenail removed, man. That motherfucker was fungus. He tried to blame it on the showers.
Oh, like, okay. So he had fungus in his toenail and had to have it removed. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what really happened. Yeah. And so...
Yeah.
So... Now, when he goes back to the MCC, I have a question for you. Now that he was convicted in New York, and when he goes back to the MCC to face the next charges, do you think they will treat him differently?
I mean, yeah, because, you know, in the MCC, it's like, now you label as a chomo, a child molester.
Right.
So it's like, now that he's guilty, now people gonna be like, he a chomo, man. You can't be associated with no chomo. Like, it don't matter how much money you got when you come to the feds, you just an MA. Or no matter how your superstar status is, you just an MA.
Oh, so you think that even if he's a superstar and people got love for him for Chicago, you think that they would just like outcast him as opposed to maybe hurting him, God forbid?
Yeah, motherfuckers just not fuck with them. Like when you in the MCC and you labeled as a chomo, ain't no watching TV, ain't no kicking it, ain't no nothing. It's like, now you either gonna pay, either you gonna get extorted or you gonna get kicked out of every deck home, you know what I'm saying? Or shipped to another jail.
Right, so in other words, the people, other inmates will just outcast him and take privileges away from him.
Yeah. It'll be the Mexicans, it'll be the blacks, it'll be the whites, because you can't associate yourself with a chomo. Like, now that he found guilty, it's like, now you guilty, you know what I'm saying? Like, I used to kick it with him, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I used to, like, talk to him all the time, you feel me? So, it's like, nah, I ain't never watched that Surviving R. Kelly shit. Okay. The motherfuckers, when I was in jail, like, man, if you watch that, you would look at him way different.
Right.
I only think I was starstruck, shit, like, shit.
Yeah, a lot of people are like that with R. Kelly. And, you know, a lot of people, his supporters out here feel like, oh, that can't be real. You know, people won't get hypnotized. R. Kelly doesn't have that much control, da-da-da-da-da. But they don't understand that when someone's starstruck, they just see the star. They don't see that man could do anything wrong or anything like that, right?
I feel like this. Like, people want to blame the girls being fast, or they want to blame the parents,
right?
Or all these conspiracy theories. But as a man, you have a choice of to do. If you want to fuck this girl, you're gonna fuck. If you don't, you don't. So he had a choice to do what he did.
Right, right. You know, and the thing too, you're absolutely right. We say that too over here. He had a choice, you know. He could have, as soon as he found out that the minor was a minor, he should have just left them alone. Instead, yes, there was two girls who said that they lied about their age, right? But at the end of the day, he said, okay, don't worry about it. I'm going to make sure that this works out. And don't act like you're 16. Don't look like you're 16. Act and look like you're 21. You know. So, you know, he had a choice. He had a choice. And they always say, oh, the girls. Okay, the girls were young. But the adult is the one that had to put the girl in her place. What do you...
I agree.
And you said you have a son.
Yeah.
God bless him. You know, a lot of times people say that there's injustice for what's going on with R. Kelly, that they're all setting him up and all this and that our sons could be next. How do you feel about that statement?
I mean, he on a one-man rego, like they trying to say he used his stardom to lure females. You know, we used to have this conversation, like, okay, I mean, everybody fly females in, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody, like, you know, nowadays you can't talk to a female without spending no money on.
Right. You know, so, I mean, it takes money to have a girlfriend. You're right.
Right. So, I mean, I get him on that part, but I don't know, you know, he got a lot of shit going on. Like, I asked him a question, like, shit, on the interview, he said they trying to kill him. So I'm like, shit, who was trying to kill you? He did.
Right.
And he like, shit, these people trying to kill you. I'm like, man.
So and he meant the government, right?
I'm like, shit, is the Illuminati real? He just gave me a crazy ass look. And said,
oh man!
I was in his room, like I was talking to him, like man, it was cool, shit.
So when you asked him if he did you ever ask him like, are you guilty, Kels? What did you ever get to ask him something like
never,
that?
I ain't never asked him that because that's being too much in this business, you know.
Right.
But I did ask him like, man. If they came and offered you a deal, because he said they offered him 10 years.
Okay.
So I was like, if they offer you a deal, like, would you take that shit? And then he was like, shit, if it let me leave out the door, hell yeah. So I'm like, shit. That let me know right then and now, like, you, your ass gone, you know?
Right. So he, it's like, because if they offered him 10 years, I mean, how could he, I mean, in all honesty, in Chicago right now, for what he's facing now for the obstruction of justice, there's 5 minors and 3 videotapes of him on those tapes. Like, I don't know how he's going to fight that off. Good luck. And he's going to get 10 years for each charge. That's 13 charges. Then he's looking at 140 years.
Yeah, one day we. It's like 4, 5 in the morning, he knocked on my wall. He was like, man, you up? I'm like, yeah, I'm up. He say, man, I just threw up, bro. He said, I was listening to the radio, and they got the same charges I got. People got 2 life sentences for me. So I'm like, damn, that's fucked up. Yeah. But his ass used to be in that bitch going crazy. Like, people used to say, How is he not suicidal? Bro, y'all wasn't in hell with this man. This man going through all type of shit. You feel me? His happiness coming from his lady, coming up there every day waving him, is making her do dances.
Yeah,
you feel me? Now when you go to the penitentiary, you seeing walls, you see fences. Feel me? He ain't gonna be able to take that shit in COVID. We locked all the way in. You feel me?
Right.
His ass gonna kill himself. Oh no.
Well, we don't want that. We want him to face all his charges. Like, seriously. You know.
Yeah, I would hope he don't go the weak route, you know what I'm saying? But like I've told him, you gotta be a man, shit. You was living life, you was living it fast.
Right.
You just overlooked certain shit.
Right. He just was thinking more about, you know, his ego and how people were worshiping him. You know, his head got big throughout the years. You know what I mean? And now when he had the girls come up to the station and wave to him, did you yourself actually see the girls?
No, it wasn't no girls. It was just Joy.
Oh, so it was just Joy. Okay, so Asriel never did that. It was just Joy who did that.
Yeah, because the reason why they really split up, because Asriel, whatever her name is, she didn't want to come off his list every 6 months. He was telling her, like, man, I'm gonna get you 6 months, then I'm gonna get Joy 6 months. She was like, if I can't be the only one on that, then I don't want to, you know, fuck with you.
Right.
He was like, all right. And that's how Joy came.
Right, that's how she came into play and just became number one from then on. Because then after that, she left R. Kelly. And it's a shame that the girls... Did he talk to you about the girls fighting at the whole, at the house?
Yeah, he said, Asriel, whatever her name is, she said she was trying to take the Grammys. And she was like, you could take anything else. And he was like, man, she took my dog and everything. But Joy was like, not taking these Grammys. Like, it's his shit, you know, and then Joy just started fighting us.
Okay.
It was really all over the Grammys and shit.
Well, on our side, Asriel's story was that she wanted, the reason is that R. Kelly lied to her, and she wanted to try to take Joy away from R. Kelly and that situation, and that's why they got into a fight.
Yeah, he basically said it was over the Grammys.
Like, yes.
She was trying to get everything. So, like, okay. I guess that's part of the blue shit.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take some questions from the audience. So, let me start from the bottom here. And, guys, thank you for the Cash Apps. If you guys are donating, thank you so much. Okay. Yes, Diva, ask him, did Rob ever say the feds offered him a deal? Yes, he said the feds did offer him a deal. They offered him 10 years, and he didn't take it. All right, Diva Divine, like, can you ask him, did R. Kelly ever admit to anything? No, he didn't. Okay, let's see what else. Yeah, he should have taken the 10 years. It would have been easier on him.
Yeah, you know, when you're going through shit like that, people can't see that the end route. They wish they did it after they got a lot of time.
Right. Because
I seen a lot of that.
You know that he was already convicted, so you know there he's a level 43, which is life.
Yeah, that shit fucked up.
Yeah, they're planning on sentencing him in June in New York, and they plan on giving him life.
Damn.
Yeah. And then in this case, they're supposed to give him up to 140 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So when he went singing for you guys in the MCC, was it because you guys requested it, or was it just because he just felt like doing it? Like, how did that come about?
Nah, you know, we'll just all be on the door. My mother would be like, man, sing this. Or a lady CO would be like, sing this, you know? And he'll just start singing. That's what he liked to do.
Okay. So people just requested, and he's just like, all right, guys, you ready?
Yeah, or we'll be on the phone, and we'll be like, man, hey, my mama on the phone, bro. Come sing to my mama.
No, wow.
My sister, my girl on the phone, come sing to him.
Okay. You know, he did that in the MDC in Brooklyn. He had one of his inmates' daughters was on the phone, and they sang, R. Kelly sang for her. And it went all over the news. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, he'll do that. He ain't got no problem with doing that.
And also, I remember you said something about him having a cellmate that was like washing his drawers and helping him write letters and things of that nature.
Yeah.
Did you actually ever hear them having any type of sexual relations?
Nah, hell nah. It was just like, you know, we, you know how motherfuckers just be locked up just saying anything, you know what I'm saying? It was like, shit, he watching dogs, shit, his ass probably fucking him, you know what I'm saying? It was just all jokes. But you can't put shit past them because they did say it's ass, you know?
Right, that he does like boys, right.
Right. So we just used to be joking about the shit, like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't no...
But it could just be that he was just, the roommate was just being nice and, you know, because he's a star and stuff.
You know, he an Indian shit. You just, he'd come out with his face shaved, looking like a little bitch.
Yeah. Oh, snap. So while you were in there with him, like you said, he was pretty cool. He was feeling, you know, sad, depressed. What is the point? Look, one of his supporters came over here and said, "What is your point of this interview? Y'all are terrible."
I mean, I just feel like people gonna support what they support, but at the end of the day, when you keep supporting something that's like wrong like that, it's like people got kids out here. So if the government wouldn't have thought his ass guilty, shit, his ass wouldn't be guilty.
Right.
But you got too much shit stacked up against you. You feel me? So I feel like the people that support him sick, shit, you feel me? Like, I just gave him the benefit of the doubt. Right? You know what I'm saying? Because he wasn't guilty. But now it's like, shit, if you still support him just because he a star, just because he R. Kelly, it's like, y'all don't know that. If he was out here, y'all would never talk to him. Y'all would never speak to him or see him. You feel me? So
right.
It's like, y'all sick as hell. Like, y'all lives are through some shit like that. Y'all got little girls out there, little boys out there. Like, I just feel like people that's still supporting it, sick. Folks.
Right. And the next question is, did his children come to visit him? Do you know?
Nah, hell nah. His only visitor was Joy. That's the only person he called. And the only person he talked to, he talked to his lawyers every day. But he talking to Joy. He ain't talking to nobody else.
Okay. Well, he said that he didn't get a chance to speak to his lawyers. It was very hard for him to communicate with his lawyers. Was that true?
Hell no, his ass talk to them lawyers every day. Every day.
R. Kelly asking, do you know if R. Kelly was asking people for money?
No, I wasn't into his business like that. He was going to the store every week, though. He ain't never missed store.
Okay.
$100 a week
on commissary?
Yeah, that's nothing. Anybody in jail can do that.
Okay. Do you guys did he ever use like a burner phone in there?
No, hell no, it was hard to get a phone, no.
Okay.
Only one person got caught enough before. So, none of that.
Right. Miss April, he said he came into contact with R. Kelly in 2019 in November. Yeah. So, another thing, what was it that you had spoke about him running with a crew, Blackstone?
He was claiming like he was Blackstone, you feel me? So it's like he wasn't involved in no gang activity. See, that's what people were getting shit confused. He just telling people what he was, what he was affiliated with. So you got guys, see, once you affiliated in the feds, no matter how long ago you affiliated, Blackstones are automatically to get on count. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Even though he ain't even on count, but you still got these niggas that's in here that's Blackstone still kind of protecting them. Like, ain't nobody gonna let you touch R. Kelly. Right. But now that shit gonna change. not, because gang members can't be associated with child molesting.
Right, right. And he was convicted, right. So it will change when he goes back, right? Right.
Yeah.
Wow. And question about the shower situations and the arrangements of how you guys shower. What was the normal showering scheduling like? Did you hear me?
Yeah, what'd you say?
I'm sorry. I had said, I asked, what was the showering scheduling like? You know, the eating and things like that. What was your schedules like on a day-to-day?
So, well, before COVID, it's all day. Like, the doors pop at 6 o'clock in the morning. So, but he ain't never getting showered up. The whole time, he was just washed up in the sink.
Okay, so he would just give himself sponge baths. And do you think it was because he was afraid of what might happen to him in the shower, or was it because of the whole foot situation?
Yeah, I think it was just him kind of being afraid somebody would do something to him in the shower. Okay. Yeah, but he ain't never take no showers.
Wow.
We made him get his hair cut. Like, he can't get his hair cut for like a whole year.
Wow, so he had an afro while he was in there.
Yeah, he had an afro, and he went bald. His ass went back looking like 1990s.
Wow. Okay. Let's see what else they have in the questions. Is he paying for security, even though he's a chomo?
No, but I'm pretty sure he's gonna try to pay for it when he gets back.
Has R. Kelly ever spoke about his kids to you?
No.
Okay.
I know his sister was supposed to come up there on his birthday, but every time people came up there for his birthday, he ended up being on a lawyer call.
And so his sisters, the fake sisters is what we call them over here. So you know that he was in contact with the sisters a lot?
Hell no.
Okay. He didn't take, one of my people said he didn't take them on the outside either, according to what others said. He didn't really like to shower too much. Yeah, that's what they said, that he really didn't like to shower. Like, he would go play basketball, go to dinner, run around, go to the studio. The following day, he's done sweated the following day before, and then he's going back to playing and not showering, having sex with girls. That's probably how he caught the herpes.
Yeah, he fucked up. That room used to smell like bouncing that.
Wow. And I have another question. When you guys enter into the facility, do they check you guys for STDs, and do they check you guys for all STDs?
Yeah, you get blood work. That's one thing about the feds. They gonna check you for everything. They gonna test everything. It's DNA, everything. They gonna let you know if you have anything.
Okay. So do they swab you in the mouth for DNA as well as, like, maybe take your sperm or, you know, besides blood?
They don't take no sperm. They just rub your cheeks for the DNA.
Okay, so they take swab in the mouth.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm wondering if R. Kelly told anybody he had herpes in there.
Nah, that's embarrassing.
Ah, man, he better wrap it up. He better learn how to wrap it up, because if not, he going to be giving niggas bumps.
Hell, <Yeah, but.
laughs>
Yeah.
Yeah, they said that his body odor was so repulsive. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Do you know if R. Kelly was taking any kind of medicine while he was in there?
I don't know. It's,
No cap. No blood pressure.
That's bad as hell.
Yeah, they said that he was pre-diabetic and then wound up getting diabetes in there.
Yeah, all that nigga do is eat junk food and
Right.
But he started working out, so he won't eat in a day, and then he'll start eating at night. You know what I'm saying? So right. He'll be running and stuff, working out, trying to drop the weight and shit.
Right. So, he's fat. He said that, you know, he was fat. He was getting fat in there, and then he started to lose weight. He would stop eating, you know, for like maybe a day and then work out, you know. I gather he was drinking a lot of water and things like that, you know. Did he ever speak to... Did he ever speak about any of his brothers?
Nah, you know, he used to say, like, his brothers was lying, you know what I'm saying? And one was a crackhead. So he was like, shit, they ass lying. I guess the one that did the interview and shit, he said he tried to apologize and shit to him and shit.
Okay, and yeah, Carrie Kelly. He wasn't speaking to his brother, Carrie.
Yeah, he ain't fucking with him.
Did he ever speak to you about his personal abuse as a kid?
Nah, hell nah. Like, he didn't really want to ask him all that shit. I was just asking him basic shit that I just didn't want to know. No.
Okay.
I ain't gonna ask him. I ain't asked about what his sister said. I think I wanted to. Like, they were saying his sister raped him and shit.
So yeah. He never spoke to you about that personally. He just came out and said, yo, you know, when I was a kid, you know, he never spoke to you about his childhood. Okay. Wow. How much he thinks he weighs? Okay. He's fat. I mean, he's probably like 200 pounds at least.
Man, that nigga big as hell.
Right?
He was calling himself R. Belly.
R. Belly. They were calling him R. Belly. That's funny. Oh, man. So did he, did you leave the facility before he got transferred to New York, or were you still there when he?
I left the facility.
Okay, so you left first before he did.
I'm 21.
Do you guys have any other questions for him? If you do, please throw it in the chat and I will ask him, and then I will close the live because I know he's pushing for time. Carrie was telling his truth and not going to jail for his brother. I probably wish he had, because RK isn't cut out for it. A punk hitting girls and women, but won't go to the shower and wash that ass.
Yeah, I remember when my farmer beat him up in his sleep. He was just screaming and shit. And I used to tell him, like, that's one time I was slid on him. I'm like, man, I don't care what you have, bro. You just defend yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
His ass is just too scary. But he ain't like that, though. He a musician. You know, he an artist. He old. So, you know, like, he used to always tell the police everything. So that's another reason why people used to just stay away from him, bro.
Okay.
Have you noticed that a lot of celebrities are getting arrested and going to jail, being sentenced to a lot of time for crimes that they have committed? So that was just a brief interview with Jock the Block that was Sally with R. Kelly. And as he stated in the interview, he's now released. He's been released a while ago. And R. Kelly was sentenced to 30 years in prison. And if I'm not mistaken, he was transferred out of New York to, I don't want to say the wrong spot, but he's not in New York anymore, and he's serving his time, and we still don't know where Joy is. Still don't know where Joy is. Her parents are still fighting for her return, but that was my girl, Diva the Divine Light, giving that wonderful interview, and this interview was back in 2022. It's 2023, and I'm just dropping it, so hope you enjoy it, and I'll talk to you later.